Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win at home at Fiserv Forum and start out the home and home against San Antonio on the winning end. What's going on? It's Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, 414-799-1250. Once again, for the 18th time out of 20 tries, we get to say Bucks win as you head out of Fiserv Forum and want to hear from a victorious Bucks faithful. This run and this season is just outstanding. It's just incredible. Don't know what else to say about it. Seemingly each and every night, I can be left speechless. And once again, waiting here to find to have something new, something fresh, something different to say. But instead, it's the Bucks flexing their muscle during one period, either the second or the third. Tonight, the second quarter, and really just outlasting the San Antonio Spurs offensively tonight. And it's understandably so when you look at the numbers. Sometimes the numbers can fool you. Sometimes you're just not as good, not as bad as maybe the win-loss record projects. No, the Bucks are just as good as the numbers and the win-loss total shows at 32 and now 5 after a win against San Antonio tonight, 127-118. One of the few times Giannis is going to finish a game without a double-double tonight, but still spectacular in 32 minutes, or 32 points in 29 minutes, was 7 of 12 from the field, 3 of 7 from downtown. After missing 3 of his first 5 free throws, he calmly went up and knocked down 13 consecutive foul shots. Goes 15 of 18 from the line. It was pretty obvious that San Antonio was going to put Giannis at the line whenever they could. He calmly delivered and won the game tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks as they run away from San Antonio. Made it tight early, trailing after a quarter, then leading 71-66 at recess. Bucks come out in the third quarter and establish dominance once again. We'll take you through a full game recap. We'll also hear from Mike Budenholzer as well as Matt Velasquez down at Fiserv Forum. But we're getting into playoff time in the NFL. As I sit here and watch the Tennessee Titans possibly going into Foxborough and winning a game against the New England Patriots, some people thought was rather undoable. It reminds me of what this season was all about and what it still is to this day. Outside of all the incredible regular season dominance, and there is some, and there's some incredible effort being shown, and also a different level of play from certain individuals on this Bucs team. Look at Brook Lopez tonight. He had his own block party during this game. Brook Lopez sends 6 shots back officially, altered a bunch more, and was a home wrecker at the cup. Him and Giannis met for 1. Now they've credited that one to Brook Lopez. Before it was to Giannis, now it's Brook. He has 7 tonight in 25 minutes. Him rejecting at the cup is flawless. However, his offensive game has maybe taken a step back. Shooting percentage-wise, it just hasn't been great. Tonight, 3 of 6, 1 of 3 from downtown. Not doing what you anticipated offensively when you signed him to the deal you did in the offseason. But defensively, he's been spectacular. You're doing it in different ways than even you maybe thought you would have to coming into this season. And continuing to impress defensively, offensively, as well as coaching-wise, I'm watching teams in the NFL right now today establish legacies, right? Deshaun Watson today, if you haven't seen it, go on Twitter and see the 2 plays that the quarterback of the Houston Texans made. 1, carrying a full-grown linebacker into the end zone. You can say willing his team to a victory. Showcasing, this means more to me than it does to you, and I'm going to prove it to you each and every play. Later on in the game, into overtime, in a gotta-have-it situation, about to go down, possibly turn the football over again, bounces off 2 tacklers, throws the ball, and sets up the game-winning field goal off 1 pass. Those kind of heroics are still what we want to see out of the league MVP in Giannis. But tonight, in a 32-point effort in 29 minutes, where he adjusts on the fly to one of the best head coaches in basketball history, to what he had gone into the game saying, we're going to take away Giannis going to the hoop. We're going to follow him every time he comes in here. Nothing is going to be easy. Nothing's going to be earned. San Antonio did that tonight. Giannis adjusted and won in a different way. Won in a different fashion. When you go into this year, after reaching the Eastern Conference Finals, y'all know the story. I don't have to bore you with the details. But you're looking at an organization and a team that's trying to change the narrative, change the identity of the organization. And a lot of times you do that with a superstar player in superstar moments. Right now, although it maybe didn't happen in last year's Eastern Conference Finals, do you feel more confident that happens this time around? Are you more confident that this year the Kawhi bounce is off a Giannis shot? Are you more in belief that this year the game-winning dagger isn't going to come off the hand of Damian Lillard, but a Giannis turnaround jumper? The chase down block that we've seen for the last 5 years when LeBron did it in Golden State. Are you more confident in seeing that chase down block coming from 34? This year, we anticipated and hoped for a changing of the guard legacy-wise, a changing of the narrative personality-wise, team persona-wise. The Bucks have the opportunity to do so, and a lot of it is because their superstar continues to get better, and maybe we're finally seeing the adjustments needed to become a championship team. 414-799-1250, you want to join the conversation. You want to weigh in with your thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks at this point. Number 1 in points scored, number 1 in field goal percentage, number 1 in point differential. It's understandable why they have the number one record in the league. It's also understandable why they're 18-2 at home. You saw another victory at home tonight. 127-118, the final. Bucks beat the Spurs. We're back after this. It's 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick & Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
We've seen vintage moments, championship moments from the greatest of all time across sport. And awaiting the crowning of a new champion, somebody to take over this league, the NBA. And we want to believe that it's Giannis. We've seen guys do it across all major sports. Will we see Giannis do it this year? Are you more confident we see the game-changing, title-changing moment from Giannis this year in comparison to last? This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. That's the X factor for the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, we all know it. We all have seen it and understand what this year is about. It's about continuing to get better around your superstar to make sure that Giannis is here long term. I've always believed that 34 would be a Milwaukee Buck for the entirety of his career, but to see it morph into the possibility for a title to accompany the entire career of Giannis, that's where the X factor really comes into play. That's where it becomes a different quota, if you may. Right? Like, there's a different standard, a different number that you have to hit, different benchmarks that you have to clear. If you believe that, one, this dude is going to be here for his entire career, and two, you're going to be able to put the title contending team around him. Milwaukee Bucks and the rest of this organization firmly believe that they have a title contending organization around Giannis Antetokounmpo to win this year. At some point, I think there's going to have to be that decade-defining, immediate legacy-building moment. The one that NBA TV can't stop showing. Right? NFL films. You see the play by Edelman in the Super Bowl. You see the David Tyree catch. You see all these great moments, these signature plays. See a bunch of them right now having the NFL playoffs on. And I'm wondering if you're more confident in seeing it this year out of Giannis as much as I am. I've seen a different part of his game. I've seen a different understanding of the playmaking opportunities he has on the floor. Guys, we all see every single time when being double-teamed low in the post, the understanding of when the double team is coming is different from him this year. The knowledge of defenses appears to be just a little bit quicker, as most become. I think all great players, as savvy catches up, and a lot of times you age in the game, you become a more dangerous player because you become more sophisticated. You become more knowledgeable of what your opponent is trying to do. Despite the sport, each of these are chess matches. Once you start playing chess and no longer checkers, you become a danger to everybody else at the table. It appears the Bucks are closer to being able to allow Giannis to do that. And when he can, do you believe that it could be checkmate for the rest of the league? Because I think it could be. And I think this year is the opportunity and the year that you see it break through. And the Bucks are able to do something really special and put another banner up at Fiserv Forum, the first one since 71. Take you back through this game as the Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum, 127-118. They will head to Texas, San Antonio. Coming up on Monday night, and we will be joined by the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, right here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show Monday night after Bucks and Spurs, 7:30 tip-off from San Antonio. I told you Brook Lopez was throwing a block party. We'll bring you through most of all seven blocks. It started early in the first.
Blocking the dunk attempt by Trey Lyles.
Trey Lyles had no chance. You heard Marcus Johnson. Best part of that highlight is the little moan early. Giannis able to finish on the other end. Bucks starting out the scoring a little bit slow, and it caught up to him as the Spurs scoring early and often, but Giannis able to finish one from downtown.
Pull up. Giannis had to take that one. It was so wide open.
That gave the Bucks an 11-10 lead later on in the first. Kyle Korver, he's a little bit more customary from deep.
George Hill was drafted by San Antonio. First three seasons with the Spurs. Kyle Korver, three from the corner.
Kyle Korver knocks down and really starting to find his stroke with 9 points. All three shots coming from beyond the arc. That put the Bucks down six as the Spurs were hitting threes early in this game. San Antonio came in as the third worst team in threes made throughout the season. You wouldn't have known so early in the first quarter. Bucks able to close it with a block by not Brolo, but Rolo.
The bench provided in this game.
That's the end of the first quarter.
And at the end of the first quarter, Bucks trailing 31-29 into the second quarter. The Bucks would put their foot on the gas, outscore San Antonio 42-35.
Again, San Antonio playing off. Giannis, he drives and kicks to the corner. He drove on Rudy Gay. One on the shot clock.
It was have a night for Eric Bledsoe early. He finishes with 21 points, 8 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 from downtown. One of those threes there you heard made it a three-point game in the second. Later on in the second, Bucks able to take the lead off. Bledsoe steps back from range again.
Brook able to clear it. Wesley Matthews back in the starting lineup tonight and now back in the game. Bledsoe for three.
That jumper looks good. I mean, the trajectory, the arc he's putting on the basketball, if he's coming down wet, through the net, wet, splash.
Yeah, it was. They were splashing all over the place from Eric Bledsoe. That jump shot looking a lot better this year than it did last, because you know Bledsoe has never met a 25-footer that he does not like. Ilya Sovol also likes the step-back game.
And lips, guys. I'm sure they'll shoot a hold in my career, too. Slip some way, somehow.
Oh, man! Ersan hits one, and he's fouled by Trey Lyles.
Well, you talked about it.
And one from deep from Ersan. That's a three-pointer. Add one, make it a four-point play. Bucks into that second quarter, continuing to close out strong into the third. Bucks with a lead. They extend it after Brook Lopez once again. DeMar DeRozan. This was a poor sequence for DeMar DeRozan.
How can he possibly be playing defense?
Exactly.
Block shot. Lopez, he stops DeRozan.
That's where they're kind of the similarity with the Bucks shooting a lot of threes, but still playing great defense. Like right there in that possession.
That was back-to-back blocks on DeMar DeRozan by Brook Lopez. Sorry, I feel bad, DeMar, but I think, you know what? The only way to do that better is let's add one more to it.
Off of George Hill, three-point shooter in the lead.
Brook Lopez signaling that he blocked it. At the very least, an alter. Yes! At the rim.
That's just force of will right there. Giannis puts it.
Just continuing to block out and send shots back by Lopez. Finishing on the other end is Giannis into the later on in the third. This one ends the third, and Ersan becoming Ersanity.
Block shot, George Hill. The Bucks have 100 points. 61 straight games, scoring 100. It is over.
Ersanity alive and well and 5-4.
That put the Bucks up 13 there to end the third. They would only extend it in there as they finished the game 127-118. Bucks get the win over San Antonio. San Antonio now 14-20 on the season, 4-11 on the road. Bucks at home have won 18 of 20 attempts at Fiserv Forum, now 32-5. In the season, on the year, they continue to impress and maybe even just be better than you anticipated. They even could get this year under Mike Budenholzer. And part of the reason why I believe there's a different feel to this Bucks team and a different mojo, a different energy into how they play. I wonder if there's belief amongst fans that this year Budenholzer can be the adjuster and not the adjusted upon. I don't know if that phrasing is correct, but the FCC is probably asleep. Last year, you saw Nick Nurse, after two games in the Eastern Conference Final, change up the way that they wanted to attack Giannis. And it appeared that the Bucks stayed true to their plan, which I believe you have to keep some of. You want to roll with what got you there, but after a while, you see the same result happening over and over again. You do have to make some form of an adjustment. While also, I believe the players will do a better job adjusting on the court. Can the head coach do the same? We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer in about 15 minutes from right now here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. I'm inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North each and every night. You can join us at 414-799-1250. Austin Delaney on the other side of the glass producing the program, taking your phone calls. And we can have a conversation about the adjustments being made and if they will pay off playoff time. And I want to ask the same question coming to Matt Velasquez as he was there at Fiserv Forum tonight. Giannis at the free throw line tonight, 15 of 18, missed three of his first five, finished by making 13 straight, 32 points in 29 minutes. Bucks take care of San Antonio by 9. They are in San Antonio on Monday night. We will begin here with this same Pro Hoops postgame show alongside the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief. A lot more to get to. Coach Bud and Eric Bledsoe straight ahead on The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
George Hill, the Bucks have 100 points, 61 straight games, scoring 100. It is over! At the third quarter buzzer.
Arsenity alive and well, and Fiserv Forum.
Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paschke and Marcus Johnson on the call at the drive of the game tonight. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Pick and Save, more ways to save with great deals, fuel points, and digital coupons. We're driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios. I'm Bill Schmidt. Appreciate you hanging out with us after the Bucks get another win, 127-118. Going to hear from the head coach as well as Matt Velasquez here on the program tonight before we get on out of here. Also, Eric Bledsoe coming up, hoping to hear from the MVP, Giannis himself. Talking a lot about changes of the guard and championship performances come playoff time here tonight. And just got to see the ending of the nightmare that's been, I think, haunting most football fans for the last two decades. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots about to get bounced out of the playoffs here on Wild Card Weekend. Tom Brady possibly throwing his last pass as a New England Patriot off the hands of an intended receiver, batted up in the air, and pick sixed. So it's 20-13 now with 9 seconds remaining. Tennessee just tried a run play with a two-point conversion to try to put it on ice, but they'll kick this thing away, and the New England Patriots end run will end here of AFC title games. They have been in each title game since 2011. They have made the conference championship. They've had a first-round bye since 2010. That kind of dominance gets started in a run by a title like performance. Tom Brady's epic arrival moment happened in what, his second year with the Patriots, when he quarterbacked the team to a Super Bowl win against the heavily favored St. Louis Rams. I mean, then takes a year or two off, it slows down, it's a little bit more methodical, and then you see the new run when you're a little bit older and wiser into understanding how teams are going to attack you, understanding what game planning is going to be like against you, and you change your approach, you change your style to better yourself in that form of competition, to go up against that style of competition. I'm interested to see if that is going to be the case this year for Giannis. It appears that Giannis has taken the necessary steps to understanding how personally to adjust in-game to different strategies defensively teams are putting on him. Tonight you saw Pop want to lay off as much as possible, force Giannis into jump shots, force him into tough looks that way, and then once he got into the paint, get hands on him and make him work at the free throw line and earn it against you, understandably so. But when push comes to shove, when the games get different, do you see those adjustments? I'm pretty confident I've seen enough this year out of Giannis to know that he is learning those lessons, that he's changing a little bit the way that he's played, knowing certain things are coming, knowing that new strategies are being implemented against him, then being able and having the talent as well to be able to go change the narrative and finish the job. Those are tough things to do. Let's get tonight's defensive play of the game. The defensive effort of the game was clearly from Brook Lopez. This one, Brook Lopez, 7 blocks tonight. This one led to Giannis in transition.
Off of George Hill, 3-point shooter in the lead. Brook Lopez signaling that he blocked it. At the very least, an alter. Yes! That's a win. That's just force of will right there. Giannis puts it.
That made it 83-79 in the third quarter as the Bucks able to beat out the San Antonio Spurs tonight. 1 point led by 18. Finished the job in a 9-point victory. 127-118 will be down in San Antonio coming up on Monday night. We'll be joined by the Hall of Famer on that Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Joining now in North Carolina, our friend Justin has us at 414-799-1250. Justin, what's on your mind tonight, man?
What's up, big homie? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm feeling a lot better after now that nightmare in my life, the New England Patriots, is over.
Yeah, it's done, man. It's done like that guy trying to go to the bucket on Brook Lopez, man. You know, that kind of reminds me, right? You know, baby Taz, we've seen each other in person. You're a lot bigger of a guy than I. That looked like me trying to do a layup on you and you just blocked the heck out of it.
I said he denied more people tonight than a bouncer at a college bar.
Oh, my gosh. That is a perfect analogy right there. How about that defense, though? You know, I know we got a lot of naysayers, and, you know, a lot of our fellow fans call in the postgame show and get upset with all the negative talk that some of us Bucks fans have. You see it on Twitter, everywhere else, right? Hey, this is a good, solid win tonight. Here's why. Popovich teams, no matter what their record shows, they are good quality teams that always put forth a great effort. And you saw that tonight. Those guys clawed and fought the entire game. That's a talented basketball team. Their record doesn't indicate it, but I still kind of have a good win. You got Hammond, Duncan, a guy and a gal on that bench that have been through every storm possible with Popovich, who is, what, I'd say modern day probably the best coach.
Oh, 100%, right now, yeah. In the game. 100%.
So, I love the ball movement. Tay was out tonight, and we still found a way to get good production from the backcourt. This team is just deep, bro. We're deep, and that's what I like to see, man. What do you think, man? I mean, I think we got a good shot to beat them Monday down in San Antonio again. Budenholzer keep these guys motivated, and I just hope we can put together another 18-game streak. How many games do you think this win streak can go, baby Josh?
Well, as it looks going out west, you've watched as much Milwaukee sports as I have. Going out west can always be tough. I think there's a possibility you slip up one of these times. I think Portland is the biggest one. But Portland and then Boston in a couple of days, until then, I mean, you're flying pretty high through the rest of the month because you take out San Antonio. Golden State sucks. You beat them on the road on Wednesday night on ESPN. If you get Sacramento and then Portland, you get Boston in a couple of days later that next week. And what else you got? You get Brooklyn, Chicago, Charlotte, Washington until Denver on the 31st. I mean, this schedule, we thought November was easy. There's a really, really lax period here. It could continue for at least another 8 to 10 if you get past Portland here in 4 nights.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think you're spot on with that. We just got to keep playing, man. As I say all the time on Twitter and everything else, just keep hooping, man. Like, we've had nights where we've played, like the Badgers Rose Bowl night where we played 5-on-8, it felt like. And we still found a way to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the post game that night. I heard a lot of people call in, and it was, oh, we didn't beat this team. And I totally respect Marcus Landry's opinion about that, too. And he's right. We got to put some teams away. But our soon-to-be Hall of Famer, always says something that I always kind of take to the bank that I always remember with all these teams, Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, well, not Badgers, but Brewers, Bucks, and Packers, those guys get a check too.
Yep.
And they're out there fighting, especially with those G League guys, they're fighting for their next check. So we talk about contract years and stuff like that. They're on contract days. So those guys are going to come to play. I really like the fact that we found a different way to win. I think this team has a lot of moxie, and just look forward to you keep doing this, man. And, you know, love Sparky to death. I think Sparky was, you know, the originator, the godfather of this show or whatever. But, you know, that Baby Tosh hiring on may have put us over the edge to the championship, hopefully. So you got to carry it on forever now.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thanks, man. I appreciate those kind words. And everybody that's listened all year long knows how much fun I've had here and what an honor it was to take over from Steve. So it's been a great time to be a Bucks fan here. I'm not going to go with the cat. Great time to be alive. It really is. I know that we got a promo going, like, what a great time to be alive in Wisconsin sports. But, I mean, it really is. You got a dynasty hopefully brewing with the Milwaukee Bucks. But to do that, you got to win the first one. Can they get over the first hump this year is going to be the question. But right now, they are on as smooth a path, as lined up for it as anybody I have ever seen tonight. I like to go with somebody else for the MVP on some nights than Giannis, because I could really probably give it to Giannis every single night. Instead, tonight's MVP by Chevy is Eric Bledsoe, and our MVP caught up with Zora Stevenson after the game.
Eric, at the half, Patrick St. Andrews said, whatever team could string together some stops would put themselves in a position to win. That's exactly what you all did. The Spurs shot 20% in the third quarter. Per usual, you're getting some love from your teammates. But what did the team specifically do to slow down the Spurs?
Kept playing our basketball, our brand of basketball. That's get stops, get out and running. I thought we shot the ball pretty well today, and our crowd was amazing.
And you shot the ball pretty well personally. What was so great about tonight is a lot of the shots that you were hitting from deep are the ones that you practice every single day with assistant coach Ben Sullivan. How gratifying is it to see those reps translate into a game?
It feels good. I put in the work each and every day, especially in all season, to, you know, prepare for this moment. And, you know, they failed tonight, but, you know, I got to keep working.
Perfect. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Z.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
I still got to ask our imaging department to make sure that I have that right. You listen to that soundbite, I'm 99.9% sure that's Paul Pierce the night that he got carted out with the duty in his pants. During the Eastern Conference playoffs, right? When he got wheelchaired out and everyone's like, oh my goodness, he's never coming back. And all he had to go was go to the bathroom and come on back. I don't know. Maybe that's what I got to do. We'll come on back right here as the Big and Save Pros postgame show. Only injury, Dante DiVincenzo, for rest purposes. So the Bucks are all healthy and they're winners tonight, 32-5, after they take out the San Antonio Spurs, 127-118. We're back after this. Coach Bud, Matt Velasquez on the way on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Talking Bucks basketball with you here on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. I'm inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Mike Budenholzer is down in Fiserv Forum after his team wins again, this one against his former team. You want to talk about meaning something to a head coach? You want to say this game meant something to Mike Budenholzer. No doubt about it. And the Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 127-118. The Are You Kidding Me moment of the game does not come on the basketball floor. Instead, happened about 15 minutes ago from right now. The New England Patriots lose to the Tennessee Titans in Foxborough in the wild card round of the AFC playoffs. Bucks just got some word from the locker room. Our boy Sam Schmidt's hanging out down there getting some sound, and the Mike Budenholzer audio that we're going to hear here in just a couple of seconds. said that the entire locker room was huddled around a couple of TVs watching the last 2 minutes of that Patriots game because it was just that crazy to see a legend go down in that fashion. And you start to go back on all the greats across all pro sports, right? Seemingly, there's always a beginning of the end. And a lot of times, it happens earlier than you think. It happens earlier in the movie than everybody's anticipating. And for the New England Patriots, it ends short of the AFC title game for just the first time since 2010. Crazy. We'll talk a lot of football here on the Fan all week long as we get ready for the Packers playoff opportunity at home next week. The winner, if it's New Orleans tomorrow in the day cap, in the noon kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings, then New Orleans will come and play Green Bay. If not, the Vikings pull the upset. They're 8-point dogs at the moment. Then it'll be the winner of Seattle and Philadelphia later on. That's either here nor there. Bucks and Packers coexisting earlier today, putting out a t-shirt, says Go Pack Go, as a Bucks logo up top, Packer logo down low. Good to see all the players in the locker room had one sitting at their locker earlier today for the release. Good looking t-shirt, black, nice clean font. Somebody pointed out to me, maybe it's interesting that the Milwaukee Brewers weren't involved. I said maybe it was out of the Brewers' payroll because, you know, they are trying to save a couple of dollars. That screen print could have been a little bit tough. So, hey, maybe that's what it was. That they just didn't see analytically how that would sustain success for the Milwaukee Brewers to be a part of it. But that's either here nor there. That's out of the realm of possibility. Right now, it's a Bucks win. They'll take on San Antonio again on Monday night, this time at their place down at AT&T in San Antonio. Mike Budenholzer coached down there for a long time. Now, very thankfully, coaches with the Milwaukee Bucks, and he talks about his 32-5 team after another victory here tonight.
You know, I think defensively, the second half, credit to the guys. I think just staying with Aldridge a little bit better, making it a little bit harder on DeRozan. They played so well in the first half, and hopefully, defensively, we got a little bit better as the game went on, particularly on those two guys. And just overall, I thought we just kind of kept playing, stuck with it, and, played against a team that played really, really well tonight and able to get, 15, 18-point cushion late. That's a good win for us.
What can you say about Giannis's seemingly concerted effort to get the line in the third quarter? It just felt like no matter what, he was going to attack and get some free throws and find his way back into this one.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's kind of how Giannis is built. But I also love, he's got three threes and a couple threes early. And, just felt like they were just going to foul him every time he drove it and test him at the free throw line. And, he's 15 for 18 at the line. So I think the confidence he has with his free throw, confidence he has with the three ball, if they're going to put us on the free throw line, I think Giannis will make them pay for it.
I feel like this is becoming a broken record, but Brooke Lopez on defense, and it's not even just blocking shots, it's blocking dunk attempts, things like that. At his age and this stage of his career, is this something, when you guys were talking to him this offseason, that you thought he could even take another jump?
I think he was doing a lot of this last year, but it's just, it does feel like he's getting even better. And, teams are driving it and, testing the basket, testing things at the rim. And, it's just he gets multiple efforts. He blocks multiple shots on the same possession. He does it disciplined. He goes up, vertical. So, we're beyond happy that, we have him back there protecting the basket.
Coach, you said this week a point of emphasis was offensive execution. Tonight your team had 9 turnovers. I don't know where that falls on your spectrum, but ball movement, just your overall assessment of them adjusting after what you worked on in practice.
Yeah, I thought it was better. 127 is, and a lot of free throws and, I think 17 threes, just there's some good signs. I thought the guys, executed well overall. Shared it with each other, made the right decision. I thought Giannis, created a lot of good looks that maybe, we didn't maybe make as many off of his passes, but I thought he read the court well and, the guys executed and moved the ball and took care of it better.
You always talk about winning plays. How much do you think that play at the end of the third quarter where George gets the block, gets the save, and then it, allows Ersan to make that three, how much do you think that kind of like changes the kind of complexion of the game?
Yeah, no, I mean, because it felt like they came out of the third quarter and not that either team was great, but they, you know, they closed the gap. I think it was tied, you know, deep into the third quarter, and then we were able to go on a run and, you know, to finish the run and to finish the quarter up, I think 12 or maybe 13 off of that block and 3-point play. I think especially when you look at the first 5 to 6 to 7 minutes of the third quarter, and then you think about how we finished it, including the final play of the quarter, I think that was really huge.
We obviously talk about George, Pat, Robin, all kind of starting to get in a really good rhythm. And in recent games, you've closed with bench-only units. So often this season, we're talking about what can be used in the playoffs. Do you feel like those will be viable for you in the playoffs, to those five-man all-bench units?
You know, they certainly are playing at a high level. I think there's a comfort level. And, you know, I think that they're kind of getting into their little you know, things that they really maybe executed at an even higher level. And, yeah, we feel like they're going to be able to play in the playoffs and be able to help us in the playoffs. And, you know, we're excited about our depth and I think including in the playoffs.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Well, you knew DeMar DeRozan was going to look good. 32 minutes, 8 of 14 from the floor. The mid-range king, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. He finishes with 26 tonight, 5 assists, 4 boards. That's the name that a lot of people have asked me. Possibly, if available, would you want to go and try to make a move for DeMar DeRozan? Yeah, I mean, like, who wouldn't? That sounds like it would be a great idea. But also, outside of what it would cost to bring in, I don't know how much defense DeMar DeRozan is going to be able to bring to this team. I mean, you're talking about a crew that right now is first or second in defensive efficiency, some blocks. I mean, team-wise, dominant. Why would you change that rebounding-wise? Where does that go from there? It's just something to think about. But DeMar DeRozan looked really, really nice tonight. So did Trey Lyles, 2 of 8 from the floor. 16 points from LaMarcus Aldridge, 5 of 14 from the floor, 4 of 7 from downtown, though, 10 rebounds as well, just a savvy, big, old vet. Rudy Gay in 22 minutes off the bench, 15 points, along with Patty Mills, now the familiar suspects on that San Antonio Spurs team that looks just so different than it did back in about 10 years ago. Even 5 years ago, when this team was still competing for titles, just a completely different bunch that you see than now here today at 14 and 20 on the season and 4 of 11 away from AT&T. Bucks will be down in San Antonio coming up on Monday night. We'll be back here on the air with this same Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show on Monday night, live talking Bucks basketball with you inside the Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Also be joined on Monday night by the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief. Hoping to be joined by Matt Velasquez here coming up shortly out at Fiserv Forum on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's take a look around the association tonight. Huge output. Just one other game, excuse me, first. Still going on. The only other one is Kings and Pelicans. Bucks will be in Sacramento going up against those Kings on this next road trip that'll take them to San Antonio, Sacramento, Golden State, and Portland. Kings down 2 right now. Time winding down in the third quarter, 68-66. Grizzlies all over the Clippers tonight, 140-114. Now, before you gasp, yes, Kawhi Leonard did play. No, Paul George did not. Kawhi Leonard, 35 minutes. He was 8 of 24 from the field with 24 points. Shamet had 4 of 13 from the floor, 10 points. 28 for Montrezl Harrell off the bench, 11 of 16. But Ja Morant, as you would imagine, goes off. Four starters for Memphis, a 13-22 team going into this game. Four starters had 20-plus points, 22 apiece from Ja Morant along with Brooks. Jay Crowder led them in scoring with 27, a game-high 27 for the Grizzlies. And then Jaren Jackson Jr. pitched in 24 as well. He was 9 of 10 from the floor, was Jaren Jackson in this game. So the Grizzlies get a huge upset. When on the road, that one, it was at Staples against the Clippers tonight, 140-114. 121-102 Raptors over the Nets in Brooklyn. Jazz get a win on the road in Orlando, 109-96. It was Thunder, 121. Cavaliers, 106. A loss on the road for the Indiana Pacers at Atlanta. Hawks get their eighth win of the year, 116-111 against Indiana. Trae Young drops 41 in that game, go along with 8 assists for the point guard from Atlanta. Celtics get a win on the road at the UC, 111-104 over the Bulls. Denver Nuggets lose on the road in the nation's capital, 128-114 against the Wizards. Pistons, 111. Warriors, 104. That one at the Chase Center, and the Bucks will be out there against the Golden State Warriors in the brand new building coming up here on the next road trip over the next week. And finally, the Hornets beat the Mavs tonight with Luka Doncic, even though he has a single season record now with 10 triple doubles for the Mavericks. That's a franchise record. 39 points, 12 boards, and 10 dimes. Not enough for Memphis as they lose to the 15-23 Charlotte Hornets in overtime, 123-120 at home. Come on back. We'll wrap things up. Hopefully talk to Matt Velasquez inside the Bucks locker room. Still a lot to get to. It's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show on the Fan.
Who played a big role off the bench today? Let's check our bench mob moment of the game. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on the Fan.
George Hill, the Bucks have 100 points, 61 straight games, scoring 100. It is over. At the third quarter buzzer.
Arsenity alive and well, and faster for.
Marcus Johnson on the call along with Jim Paschke. Ersan Ilyasova continuing to do his part for the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight. 127-118 victory. That one closed out the third quarter. And Ersan, much to the love of the bench mob, had himself a nice hit there. 2 of 5 from downtown, 3 of 7 on the floor, 21 minutes, 11 points. Down at Fiserv Forum, we say hello to our friend Matt Velasquez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Matt, another win tonight, 127-118. Giannis at the free throw line, that was garnering a lot of love after missing, you know, 3 of his first 5. Come back with 13 straight. That's the kind of calmness you've been waiting to see from him at the stripe.
Yeah. Important moments of the game. I mean, the game was tied at 79 with about 7 minutes left in the third quarter, and he scored the Bucks' next 15 points, 8 of them coming at the free throw line, where he was 8 of 8. You know, just really stepping up at the line when his team needed him. I think that it's something that he talked about in the locker room, how he's been working on it all year. He's going to keep, you know, trying to get fouled. Some guys, when they're not shooting well at the free throw line, they try not to get fouled. That's not what trying to do. He's trying to get to the line. He wants to get fouled. He wants that contact. And, you know, when teams are going to challenge him and force him to try to beat them at the line, you know, he relishes that opportunity. And obviously we saw that tonight.
Being able to take advantage and beat teams the other way and really go head at what they're trying to do to slow you down. You see a lot of the greats do that, Matt. We've kind of been waiting to see Giannis take that next step, and I fully assume that he will. I was talking a little bit earlier today. You see these great performances and playoff moments, and we had a couple here today on the first weekend of NFL playoffs. This year, I fully expect Giannis to be able to do that in the playoffs, primarily because of things like you just talked about, being able to have the confidence in what he's done in the offseason to go combat somebody's adjustment to try to slow him down.
Yeah, and most of this year in big games, you know, he's been able to play really well. I mean, the one that stands out where he wasn't able to do that was obviously the Christmas game in Philly. But, you know, there are plenty of, you know, examples that to the opposite end of the spectrum, where obviously the Lakers game against the Clippers, I played well against the Raptors. I mean, there's a bunch of games where he has played well and really stood out. He's just so hard to slow down, because no matter what you try and take away, he's still, you know, now that he can you know, shoot the ball with a lot more confidence from different spots on the floor, and he's getting his free throw game, in order a little bit. Whatever you take away, he's going to have something else to counter it, and that's the mark of the great ones.
Is Brook Lopez one of the best rim protectors in the league right now?
I mean, all the statistics would say so. I mean, I think the eye test checks out.
Yeah.
He's contesting more shots than anybody all over the court. The Bucks have the best, field goal percentage against in the restricted area, and his numbers are like way, at the top of the league in that regard. And he contests everything. He blocks a whole bunch of stuff. It's just so hard to score over him or around him or through him. I know a lot of people pay attention to offense and what he hasn't done this year. He hasn't shot the ball really well. He hasn't put up the same kind of big numbers on that end. But defensively, he has been an absolute wall, something that, all of his teammates really appreciate, and a big reason why the Bucks are off to their best ever start in franchise history, 32-5.
Well, and it's crazy, too, to have two of maybe the best five, ten rim protectors in the league, Giannis and Brook, to be able to protect the paint like that and make up for the aggressive style of the guards, as, that's going to fit right into Eric Bledsoe's game, being able to get into somebody's face right off the jump. I had one caller ask me today, when does this new winning streak end for the Milwaukee Bucks? So I ask you, Matt Velasquez, as you get ready to head west with the team, how long does this current run go, and how long does this one last right now at five games?
This West Coast trip, it looked like, before the season started, like it would be a tough one, right?
Right.
Like you have the Spurs, you'd have the Warriors, who have always been good, or been good for like the past 5 years, and you expect them to still be good. You have the Blazers, who, were in the Western Conference Finals last year. And you have the Kings, like the up-and-coming, like feisty Kings, right? And none of these teams are all that good. So I think as long as the Bucks can get over the hurdle on Monday in San Antonio, it's a tough place to play. The Spurs will be coming in, obviously, with this loss fresh in their memories. And they'll want to get, some measure of revenge. If they can get past that game, I think that they should be able to handle the Warriors with no problem. I think that the Kings... could be a tough test if they play their absolute best. So obviously the Bucks are still the better team. And then the Blazers, we saw the Bucks take care of business against them at home this year. I think they should still be able to do that again. I mean, between now and the end of January, they only played two games against teams over 500, and they're both at home. That's the Celtics and the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a distinct possibility this thing keeps going all the way through the end of January. But if they get tripped up, I think, maybe it would be toward the later end of this road trip, either Sacramento or Portland. Obviously, Boston coming to town, could pose a threat. But I wouldn't be surprised if this thing got to double digits again.
They get one back-to-back there, Sacramento and Portland. So maybe that's where it trips up. But safe travels out west, Matt, and we'll talk on Monday down in San Antonio, all right?
All right, sounds great.
Appreciate it, man. Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez, where you follow his coverage of the Milwaukee Bucks on Twitter. Matt joins us each and every night, courtesy of Thomas Morola Law Office. Child custody, divorce, other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net. Call him at 414-327-5800. That's all for us here tonight on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. My thanks to Sam Schmitz, Austin Delaney for producing the program. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. We're back on Monday after Bucks and Spurs again with the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief. Keep it right here. It's The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.